This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Lawyers for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin have filed an appeal requesting a new trial following his murder convictions last month. In the filing, attorney Eric Nelson alleges that the publicity surrounding the trial kept Chauvin from receiving a fair trial. It also alleges that the court's refusal to change the trial's venue or fully sequester the jury were abuses of discretion. Chauvin was found guilty last month of unintentional second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the May 2020 death of George Floyd. And in his first testimony before Congress as Attorney General, Merrick Garland told a House panel that the Justice Department needed an increase in funding. Garland testified in front of the House Appropriations Committee Tuesday on his department's need for funding to combat domestic terrorism and the opioid crisis and to prosecute hate crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brekoire believes that 70% is an achievable goal. The former HHS assistant secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pfizer said Tuesday that it plans on asking the Food and Drug Administration in September for authorization to administer its COVID-19 vaccine to children ages 2 to 11. The company is already expecting to receive approval to administer its shots to teens 12 to 15 years old. Their vaccine is already approved for those 16 and up. Dr. Peter Hotez says that the move to vaccinate younger kids in the fall would help get the country closer to a herd immunity against the virus quicker. The director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital tells CNBC that it would also help control cases of a rare syndrome that kids can develop if they contract COVID.
It does a few things. One, it does certainly help us vaccinate the country and halt transmission, especially in the elementary school. So by the fall, we should already have a lot of the 12 to 15-year-olds vaccinated. That's going to make middle schools, high schools very, very safe. And then and as transmission slows, well, the elementary schools will be much better than anything we've had before. But ultimately, vaccinating the kids will help a lot. The other reason to do this is we don't talk about it a lot, but the CDC reports there have been about 2,000 kids who developed this very serious syndrome from COVID-19 called MISC, multisystem inflammatory syndrome of children. And so it's going to help vaccinating the kids to prevent those numbers of cases of MISC from accumulating as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, for as long as we've been doing the show, the genesis of this talk show began with our observation that the truth was being compromised. And let me tell you, in the last 12 years, what I've learned about the truth, number one, is that I am not the arbiter of truth, okay? I'm in pursuit of it. And we do everything we can to bring people who are like-minded and in pursuit of the truth for all the right reasons. And all the right reasons, when I say right reasons, I'm talking about in terms of right as God would see them to be right. The righteous reasons, the truth that will not harm you, that will only bring you benefit, could bring you correction, but by and large, it will do you well. And this is what has been compromised in our culture for lots of reasons. And I want to bring Jim Dennison on to talk about this specifically. Dr. Jim Dennison is the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum, pastor, author, and podcaster, as we talk about this issue from a biblical worldview in pursuit of the truth. Jim, what do you say?
Good to be on with you today, Bill. I'm so glad you're having this conversation, not just with me, but as really kind of the center of what God's called you to do these days. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. But before that, he said, if you follow me, you will know the truth. Then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Our culture focuses on the second, misses the first. If we follow Jesus, we'll know the truth and Jesus will change our lives.
Right. Well, Jesus, no doubt. You want to clear a room, say Jesus. I've seen this happen. You know, several things happen. You know, when you mention Jesus, people's heads naturally drop. Which I think is an interesting observation when you watch people's reaction to the name. The other thing is that they're, oh, gosh, you know, you're talking that Jesus thing. I'm out of here. And Jesus himself and the Bible's clear that he would be the stumbling block. But that is the clear discerner of our pursuit of truth. I mean, he stood before Pilate, and Pilate goes, well, what's the truth? Well, the truth standing right in front of him, and maybe in his heart of hearts, maybe being, you know, awake at 3 o'clock in the morning several times before and wondering, well, what is the truth? He kind of resigned himself and just poo-pooed and so what's the truth? And this is kind of where our culture is right now. It's like truth schmoot, you know, who cares? You know, we're just going to continue on. Really? Who cares? You know, people are dying because of a lie. And dreams are being destroyed because of a lie. Families, children. I mean, the damage is profuse. And, you know, the thing that is amazing to me, and even as I read the Old Testament, Jim, and when God is coming into in the book of Lamentations specifically, because we were doing a study last night about it, you know, the guys were a little amazed at how detailed it was, you know, when God was offering correction. Some would say judgment. But it wasn't anything. I mean, God told the children of Israel, hey, look, if you do well, it's going to go well for you. Just follow my laws. It'll go well. It's me and you. But you start breaking my laws, you start pursuing other gods, and you think you're a god, we're going to have trouble, and there's going to be consequences. Well, the consequences, as we know, were starting to fall, and people were just, they were amazed. They were kind of, you know, you had some prophets out there saying, hey, it's all good, this is just going to be for a little while, a little inconvenience, that's all it is. And they missed everything that God had to say. And so by missing the truth, it can be quite painful.
Absolutely can. How did that work out for them? How did it work out for Pilate, as we might say? I wrote a doctoral dissertation on an Anglican clergyman named Julian Victor Langmead Casserly, who made that point extremely well. He said, when you jump out of the 10th-story window, you don't break the law of gravity, you illustrate it. We don't break God's word, we break ourselves on God's word.
Exactly.
The reason he warns us to live by truth is because he knows that's what's best for us, and that's what our culture is missing today.
Well, the truth is everything about God, the way, you know, the bumper guards that he has in place here. You mentioned gravity. I often say that sometimes people have to get on top of the roof, fall off, and realize that gravity still exists. And, you know, and that's what's happening in some of these cases. I mean, we think we're so brilliant that, you know, we go back, you know, I was saying last week, you know, I've had it with people talking about slavery as the original sin. You know, I'm sorry. That's not the original sin. The original sin is going back to the garden when man said, hey, look, I could be as God. That was the original sin, that we wanted to place ourselves above God, be all-knowing and all-powerful, and we found out really quick and increasingly, even to this day, not so much like God, not so powerful.
That's exactly right. That's still the basic sin, isn't it?
Yes.
Every sin I'm tempted to commit today, Bill, is a variation on that theme. Be your own God by lying about this or stealing that or having that thought or saying that. It's all the same thing. It's the will to power, like Nietzsche said. It's crawling off the throne and putting him on the throne every single day. That's the only way to live your best life in God's best plan for you.
And the thing is that it's interactive, not only with God, but with our neighbors, humanity. I mean, we've got all these issues, Black Lives Matter, all this stuff that's has collided with our culture right now. And people are wondering, well, what's the way out? Well, the way out is Jesus, as we said earlier. If we do not hit the reset button and come back to God, which God time and again, and it amazes me. Jim, I could not handle that job, you know, even for a moment. I just couldn't handle it because I'd have to annihilate myself so quickly. Because, you know, because it would be self-annihilation. There's no way. I don't have the forbearance. I don't have the capacity of love that God does, who keeps on saying, hey, look at Jim, no matter what you've done, Bill, no matter what you've done, forget it. You know, I've already paid the price. You know, the shame is not upon you. It's upon me. You go, what? No, don't worry about it. I've got you covered, and I want you to come back. And in fact, so much I want you to come back that can't you see me running toward you to come and get you and meet you more than halfway?
That's the grace of Jesus. But it's a gift, and every gift has to be opened, right? If
yes.
You leave the gifts under the Christmas tree and don't open them, then they don't work in your life. And that's the grace Jesus offers us. I read Greg Laurie's wonderful biography of Billy Graham this last week. But,
yes.
He knew him personally on a very intimate level. Billy Graham was in many ways his kind of personal father, spiritual father. And he tells this story, Billy Graham's last public, what they used to call crusades, and then a mission back in 2005 in New York City. At his last time that he knew he was going to be speaking in this kind of public forum, he's on a walker because he had a pelvic fracture. They helped Dr. Graham, at 86 years of age, up to the platform, looked at this massive crowd, more than 200,000 people there, points one direction and says, God loves you. Then he points the other direction and says, God loves you. God's saying that today. He's pointing to those listening to this right now and saying,
right.
God loves you. Will you accept the grace that he offers you even today?
You know, just that statement, and I was privileged and honored to serve in the Billy Graham Crusade in Los Angeles in the mid-'80s. 10 glorious nights. Unbelievable. The final night, they had over 5,000 people. They had to open up the infield. Before, they used the infield of Angel Stadium for people to come forward to receive Christ, right? And there were so many people. They had to turn away, I think, some like 4,000 or 5,000 people at the gates. But they opened up the infield and just had people sit there. And, you know, and all the people that were helping with the crusade, you know, and helping people to come to Christ and pray the salvation prayer, met people, whether it was in the stands or on the ball field and that sort of thing, an incredible night. But Billy Graham has been one of those few people that could make that statement, Jim. And it was anointed. That line is if God said, "Hey, look at, I'm gonna anoint that statement that you make, and it's gonna go out so powerfully." And I saw that happen in the 10 nights. It was just phenomenal. We've got to take a break. We've got more from Jim Dennison after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Okay, the fact is, it's more than a country. We have souls to save, okay? It's about each of you. And if there's anything that you can take away from this conversation with Jim Dennison and myself, I want you to know that God loves you regardless of what you think that you may have done, you're guilty of. God knows. And he says, look it, the very thing that I created you for, as I was putting together your very being in your mother's womb, all the plans and purposes that I had put into you, the God of the universe, Jim, I mean, this blows me away when you think about it. Here is God Almighty, who is large and in charge. He is weaving us together in our mother's womb, and he's using just the exact ingredients to fulfill our God-given destiny. And he says, go ahead.
I was going to say, he's done that for you. He's done that for me. He's done that for every person we're listening to right now. You are made uniquely by the God who loves you uniquely. I love what St. Augustine said. God loves each of us as if there were only one of us.
Yeah. That is so true. But, you know, just as Billy Graham would say that God loves you, and as I would hear those words go out into the audience, I could just see that going through, you know, hearts that were been broken. It was healing hearts that had been broken and think, God could never love me. You know, he doesn't know what I've done. Look, at we're humanoids. I mean, he knows what we've done. He knows that we cannot measure up. This is why he sent Jesus, to make up the difference, to be that sacrifice so that we could be in relationship with God, just as you are, in a sense, even though maybe you don't even know it and don't quite understand it, your heart is aching for a relationship with God. Well, guess what? God's heart is aching for you.
And that's exactly right. Even right now, even this moment as we're listening to this, something that years ago C.S. Lewis wrote really stopped me as I was reading him. He said, we think of time as a line with the past, present, and future. Well, God transcends all of that. He's the great I am. So he said, if you think of time as a line on the page, God is the page. God has all of eternity for you right now. All of God there is in this moment. He is ready to stop eternity and talk to you. It's hard to imagine God listening to billions of prayers at the same time. Well, that's because he has billions of years for every prayer.
Amen.
And all of eternity for you right now, and is waiting for you. He's as close as your knees. He's waiting for you to come to the one who's already come to you.
You know, and when you think about and consider for the moment that incredible and impossible the capacity that God, and impossible for us, certainly possible for God, easy peasy, right? For him, it's overwhelming. It is overwhelming. And, you know, we were talking about Billy Graham, and I want to just revisit this for just a moment, because Jim Dennison, they have a Billy Graham story. I mean, it is amazing what figure has come into our lives who has touched so many that they have their story of Billy Graham.
Everybody does. If they knew him personally, they'll never forget it. And that's true for me as well, Bill. So years ago, I was part of a group here in the Dallas area that was putting together a coalition to invite Dr. Graham to come back to what we call the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, for what we call the Metroplex Mission with Billy Graham. So I got to be part of a small group that flew out to Fresno, California, to actually make the official invitation to Dr. Graham. He was at that time in Fresno speaking at Bulldog Stadium there, conducting a mission there. I had 700 letters of invitation I brought with me, and I and a group of people came. So we met him in the locker room down underneath the stadium where he was preparing to go out to preach his message. He had broken a bone in his foot the night before, getting up to change the thermostat in his hotel room, and so his foot was in a walking cast. He ended up on a bit of a coffee table. He was sipping water, had his sermon in front of him, and we were brought into the locker room to make this presentation. I absolutely will never forget the first time I shook his hands, those eyes, and the holiness and the humility of his spirit. But here's what happened that especially impressed me. We made our presentation to him and invited him to come. Then he turned to me because I was leading our group and asked, well, why is it that you feel like you need me to come? I understood that to be a question about why we needed to have this event. So I talked about the needs in the Metroplex, the spiritual poverty, the need for a genuine awakening, and all the things that we so desperately needed God to do. He listened to that, but then he said to me, no, really what I meant was, why do you believe I need to come? Why do you believe at my age, with my infirmities, that I could still be relevant in Dallas and that God could still use me? Here's this man who has led more people to Jesus than anyone in Christian history, asking, can God still use me? He prayed 6 weeks about our invitation before he accepted it because he wasn't certain God could still use him. And I will tell you, Bill, in the Metroplex mission, we had the largest crowds we'd ever seen, the largest evangelistic response, and the largest financial response in North America in the history of the mission here, because of the humility of a man who said, God, I only need you to use me, and I'm surrendered to that. I'll never forget it.
Did you have a chance to have a follow-up question with him after, you know, his prayer was answered, and after he was there for that crusade, to ask him, well, what do you think now?
I wish I had. Mm-hmm. I wish we could have, with those crowds that were there.
No, exactly.
Absolutely, to say, now you see again, God still, his hand is on you. He's still, in fact, they thought Dallas might be his last mission, but he did several after that because it went so well. They actually measured the strength of his voice, his team did all sorts of analytics, and felt God was, in fact, still moving him forward. But he had that moment of humility and surrender to say, God, I'll only go if you call. I'll only do this if you will use me. And, of course, mm-hmm. God did.
And that was typical of even his opening prayer to God before his ministry. He said, God, if you want me, then I will only preach on the salvation message. In essence, that's my interpretation of it, not his word for word. But that's essentially what his prayer was. And God gave him that assurance. And that's what sent him on his way for the first crusade.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. That's that sense of focus, that sense of humility. He tells that story in his autobiography about walking near a golf course and at the 18th hole just bowing and submitting to God and submitting to God's call in his life to be an evangelist.
Yes.
And it was that call that really moved him forward across all the decades that God used him.
Well, I appreciate the walk down memory lane and the honoring of Billy Graham because so many, Jim, have come to Christ because of his faithfulness and because of his pursuit of the truth. And in the pursuit of the truth, as I was sharing in the first segment, is that when you pursue truth, you're not the arbiter of truth. You know, you pray for the discernment of truth, especially in this environment in which we live in right now with the culture, you know, the mainstream media, all these influencers, how they're coming in because they've extricated God, you know, and when you take God out of the picture, then forget about it, you know, forget about the truth, because now it's relative. It's your truth. It's their truth. But it's not the truth. It's not anywhere close. It's their version of the truth, but it's not the truth on which the foundations of the world and our fulfillment lie upon, is it?
That's absolutely right. The source of the truth is Jesus. As we're talking right now, I'm thinking about an electrician who wants to connect you to the electrical source that's available to you, but then comes along and claims that he's that source. Claims that because I'm simply here to connect you to the source of electricity, that now I'm the electricity, that somehow I can be electricity if I wish to be as I claim it, as I see it. I'm my own electricity. How does that work for you? If you're not connected to the true source of truth, you won't have the experience and the change and the liberation and the joy and the peace that truth brings to those who live in connection with Jesus.
And here we are in a culture with the wokistas running wide amok and changing the language. Of course, we were warned that there would be false prophets. In a sense, that's what they are. And they are dissuading even those who claim to be Christians, dissuading them from the truth. And our prayer is that you would have discernment, that God would give you the unlimited wisdom required for a time such as this, so that you would not be victims of a culture, victim of a big lie that's being perpetrated on our culture. You got about 25 seconds left, Jim. I'm going to let you bring us home.
Yeah, the good news is Jesus is as available to you as he was to Billy Graham. If you'll spend a moment with him right now, asking him to help you connect to him and to the truth that's in him, he will answer that prayer right now.
I'll tell you, that really gets me excited, Jim, when you think that the deal is always on between us and the Father, isn't it?
Always. Always
you got
available.
It. Jim
How
Dennison. Thank
I
you,
need
buddy.
These boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello. Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee on Tuesday, but several Wisconsin Republicans say they wish the vice president had gone to the U.S.-Mexico border instead. The critics include U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. Quote, happy to have her visit Milwaukee, but she really ought to inspect the crisis President Biden created at the border. End quote. Fatalities have been confirmed after a small plane crashed into a Hattiesburg home Tuesday evening. Hattiesburg, Mississippi Police Department said they were notified of an aircraft crash about 11:20 local time Tuesday night. Once at the scene, emergency personnel confirmed that the small civilian plane had crashed into a home. The Federal Aviation Administration has been contacted to investigate the crash. The National Football League will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams in a week. The 2021 schedule will be released on May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, family, maybe you just haven't seen it. You just haven't seen it.
Great to have you along with us sharing your part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. How clever we are to come up with that kind of name, right? You know, while many Americans have faced difficulties and challenges from the financial strains brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic, a recent survey commissioned by PenFed found that many Americans who anticipated that they would face financial struggles at the onset of the pandemic demonstrated more resilience and financial success than predicted throughout the last year. Ricardo Chamora of PenFed Credit Union is here to discuss the findings of the survey and share some tips on how Americans can strengthen their finances in 2021. Ricardo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me on your show. So absolutely, I think you nailed it. Look, I mean, just to give you a little bit about PenFed, I think that may give you some insights as to why we commissioned this study. As you know, PenFed is proud to be one of the nation's largest credit unions. We were founded almost 100 years ago under the ethos of people helping people, right? So we were very much a member-owned financial institution. So if you think about it, both our borrowers and savers are owners of PenFed, so it's a really powerful combination. But naturally, we're very sensitive to, you know, the tremendous pain and suffering that this pandemic caused across the nation. And like you said, we commissioned a study to help us better understand, you know, how consumer sentiment, you know, has changed from the onset of this terrible pandemic back in March of 2020, mm-hmm. and understand where we are today from a consumer sentiment. And like you said, very encouraging findings from the survey.
This is great news. You know, Ricardo, I really appreciate you coming on, because as we're getting through this, you know, for whatever reason, you know, political, you know, call it what you want, we hear a lot about the bad stuff, but this is excellent news, and this is encouraging, because there's probably some people who have said, look at, you know, this is, you know, I've done fairly well, thank God, you know, during this COVID-19. And this is what we're finding out is that there's some good news here.
No, absolutely. Look, and perhaps the most positive of the findings that we discovered is that fewer Americans, like you intimated, fewer Americans had to dip or deplete their savings, you know, throughout the pandemic. Right, and it really is three key stakeholders had to serve a tremendous amount of credit. Right, one is the federal government. You got to give credit where credit is due.
Right.
They really brought out what I call the liquidity bazooka. Right, I mean the trillions of dollars worth of PPP, enhanced unemployment insurance, and stimulus checks. Right, enough money to keep us all afloat. The American consumer, by the way, deserves a tremendous amount of credit. Right, we are resilient people. We adjusted, and we're problem solvers. Which is really tremendous accolade to all of us as a nation. And then lastly, and this may be surprising to some, financial institutions, credit unions in particular, deserve a tremendous amount of credit for doing their job and stepping up to the occasion. And I think that's one of the other key findings from the survey is that people are very thankful of credit unions in particular, right? And we can talk about what we did at PenFed to really win that gratitude.
Well, exactly. And before we get into that, I do want to reinforce the importance of the taxpayer. I mean, this was taxpayer money that was there. Because people have been faithful to support this country and pay their taxes. We had money there to take care of, a lot of Americans here, as you say. So this was an all-hands-on-deck kind of effort to get us through, this turbulent period of time. So, we can all, take a bow and congratulate one another and feel good that, this is what happens when we're unified and we come together in a positive way here. So this is why we love this country so much, but let's talk specifically, Ricardo, about PenFed, as you said.
Yeah, look, absolutely, and thank you, by the way. We did three things, right? We really communicated early and frequently with our members. We provided incredible relief to our members, tens of thousands of members that we talked to and provided relief in terms of, what we call skip payments, right, up to 6 months' worth of skip payments on their loans for those that really needed it. But most importantly, we stayed open for business, right? I mean, our branches were open for business, albeit with some constraints. Our call centers were fully operational, albeit, with a work-from-home paradigm. And our lending departments were open, right? So we provided billions of dollars of loans, mortgages, billions of dollars of loans, credit cards, and billions of dollars worth of loans for personal loans for different kinds of needs to just help the economy, right? So bottom line is that, we did our job, and I think our members are pretty happy.
That's awesome, Ricardo. I note that you'd stated that half of Americans, talking about making payments or skip payments and that sort of thing, they didn't need to postpone any large payments such as car payments or mortgages. So most of Americans, that says a lot about our resiliency, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Look, and on that note, the third key finding, very tangential to that is, Americans are cautiously optimistic about the future. They do think the worst is behind us and that we got our better days ahead of us. And I do think it's that confluence of warmer weather, right? The vaccine schedule rolling out and truly just pent-up demand, right? People wanting to go out and live their lives and enjoy life again. I think you're going to have a pretty strong and robust, economic boom here in the next set of months. I don't know about next year, but I think for the next, at least 6 months or so, you're going to see some really positive news and very welcome news for all consumers, right? Because,
exactly.
Lifting tide helps all boats roll. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think a good indication, Ricardo, is people, though it's a serious situation here that we're still dealing with this, but people are starting to, kind of laugh again, and get back their sense of humor and their attitude. And so I think these are key indicators that, we're coming out of this. But as we go through what we went through, these past 14, 15 months, this study that you presented is extremely encouraging. You said, just over half of Americans, 58% at the beginning of the pandemic, stated not anticipating the need for a loan or personal line of credit. Almost 8 in 10 Americans actually didn't take a loan or line of credit as of March of this year. Boy, those are great benchmarks, aren't they?
Absolutely. Look, and the best antidote, I think, to just making sure we keep the steam going is an open economy, right? So I'm really encouraged by the vaccine rollout, and again, the warmer weather, and just, you know, like you said, people being happy and just wanting to enjoy life. I think that's, you know, it's gonna, you know, it's a money multiplier that helps everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget, you know, those who suffered. There's gonna be a lot of tremendous scar tissue for those that really suffered.
Exactly.
And you know, PenFed, we have our own PenFed Foundation that focuses a lot on those with trouble. And as a financial institution that's member-owned, we work very closely with all the members that still need a little bit more help. So, but overall, we're tremendously optimistic about what's coming up.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I think that's important. You know, we talk about the good news, but the fact of the matter, like you said, and I like how you said scar tissue. You're exactly right. I mean, this is, you know, even though there's some rosy indication here, I mean, there's still people, you know, having problems. They're still in trouble financially right now. And so, how is PenFed addressing that?
Yeah, I think, like I intimated earlier, we still provide tremendous relief where possible. And the financial advice that I give consumers is join a credit union, right? We were really founded for moments like this, right? We're member-owned, and if you want to get the ownership, the owner treatment, you know, that's the best way to do it. But, again, we work intimately with our members to provide relief, and at the end of the day, what we want is success, right? We are focused on empowering the financial well-being of our members, right? So we will make almost everything to make sure that they have a bright future. And my other key message is, you know, for those that are, you know, doing well, you know, consider giving, right? I mean, there's plenty of charities out there that do tremendous work. Like I said, we have our own dependent foundation.org. They're doing tremendous work across the nation. So
again, we're reminded that it's always better to give than receive. And I know that even during this period of time, people have given, because this is in the heart of our country. We are givers naturally. And so, that's something else to be proud of. Ricardo Camora, Executive Vice President of Consumer Banking and Strategy with PenFed Credit Union, has been with us. Ricardo, as we leave here, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure, and PenFed.org, and I'll remind just listeners, you know, we are one of the few large credit unions with an open field of membership, so everybody's eligible to apply. So hope we can win your trust in your business.
Well, thank you, Ricardo. Appreciate the time. You take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Ned Ryan joins us now. His book, Restoring Our Republic, has so much to say and address where we are right now. And I got to tell you, Ned, the last time we talked, I really, and of course this was before the elections, I was so convinced, admittedly, that the Democrats were going to get so landslided that they were going to be in peril and that they were going to have to really do some heavy thinking and reconstruction of their party because they were so bifurcated. And I was surprised. I mean, probably a good observation, just wrong conclusion, because I was surprised, obviously, with the results. But then that we found that the Republican Party was the one that had become discombobulated. What's your read on all this?
Yeah, no, I don't think that was a bad read. It just they didn't spend time. The Democrats didn't spend time reexamining their belief and I would say un-American leftist views. They just went out and manipulated an election to make sure they won. And I don't say that lightly, Bill. I mean, if you really start to dig in, which we're doing with American Majority and training on what actually happened in 2020, I mean, there's a reason that a lot of these laws and rules and state constitutions got circumvented or ignored when Mark Elias, and I hope people understand who that person is, right, especially in regards to the Steele dossier and Fusion GPS, but he went out and it was about 300 lawsuits in 2019 and 2020. He was judge shopping, trying to get, you know, his election reform, which is anything but, passed in a lot of key states. Mm-hmm. And then also, I think people need to be aware of what Mark Zuckerberg's Center for Tech and Civic Life did. When they're spending 99.5% of their money in blue counties and blue cities to boost the blue vote. If I had done that, Bill, with a nonprofit, I probably would have already had a conversation with authorities and be in serious legal trouble. And we're acting like nothing unusual happened. So, no, I think, and then obviously now with HR1 and then SR1, which I would call codifying corruption.
Exactly.
I think Democrats realize that they have to do something to solidify how elections are run in the future, because if we do have free and fair elections, I think there is going to be a significant backlash. And that's why I think I'm encouraged by what some of these state legislatures are doing around the country. We've got to make sure we have election integrity before we get to the 2022 elections.
Well, Ned, to me, that's the big giveaway. If the election, the 2020 election was so legit, why have S1 and HR1?
Right. Yeah, no, so that's the thing that you look at and realize,
I mean, they're losing their minds over this audit down in Maricopa County, Arizona. If you won legitimately, if you feel confident in how the election was conducted and feel confident that you won, their reaction is very suspicious to me when they're throwing, I can't remember if it was 17 or 70 lawyers, Democrat lawyers, went down to Arizona to try and prevent this audit from taking place. Their behavior, in my mind, is highly suspicious that they have questions, obviously, about how some of these things were conducted in 2020. So, no, I think Democrats, and by that I mean the un-American left, have decided they don't want to be told no by Republicans, but they don't want to be told no by the American people. And that's right. What they're attempting to do with these massive and drastic changes with how our elections are run in this country. So I think Republicans, this is the other thing, though, that I would say, Bill, as we're looking at what's taking place, and obviously Florida and Kansas and some of these other state legislatures have done some really good things on election reform, and I hope that there are other states that will follow suit as we go into 2022. It's incumbent upon Republicans to actually wake up and understand we have to take the House back. But if you have a party of Kevin McCarthy and Liz Cheney
exactly.
and Mitch McConnell, right. there's no real constituency for that mm-hmm. party. We have to really focus on the primaries, get more America First candidates through, because I think that's what's going to drive the base out for the fall election.
Absolutely huge, and you're right. You're right on the numbers, Ned. That's exactly it. That's what I'm hearing from other Republicans is they're so frustrated because that's what I'm getting to. You know, when I in my opening statement about the party, that it was like good observation, but it was the wrong party. It was the Republican. I think the Republican Party has the potential. Not the Mitch McConnells, not listed, because they don't get it. They don't see it. But
no.
the heart, the true heart and soul of the Republican Party that says, look, at, we have to reset and return to first principles. And if they're able to do this, then, boy, I'll tell you, that tent will explode and the people will come back in huge numbers. But they are, you know, they're checking to see, hey, where's the integrity of the Republican Party?
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, but I would remind people again, there's a reason Donald Trump had 95% approval rating in the Republican Party. His ideas were popular. And mm-hmm. I think that the struggle that you're seeing right now, Bill, inside the Republican Party is you've got an America First base, right? 95% approval right. for Donald Trump. They love his ideas. And on the other side, you've got the donor class, the corporatists, the special interests, who are trying to drag the Republican Party towards their direction again. And I think this is the real tension. And Republicans, you know, I've mentioned this on TV and op-ed, they've got to get right on the issue of corporatism versus capitalism and say we're not going to buy into this corporate behavior anymore. And we're going to actually listen to our base and go, yeah, we're actually going to fix immigration. We're going to fix the border. We're going to have better trade deals. We're going to focus on what I call Americanism. And really focus on saying we're going to really prioritize the American worker and American taxpayers. This isn't rocket science, Bill, but there's a lot of conflicts and incentivized conflicts, right? When people
exactly.
think, well, if I irritate the donor class or corporate class, I'm not going to be able to fundraise all the money that I need to. Well, I would argue that those people can stroke a check, but they only have one vote. Why don't you figure out what the base wants? And I think if they will do that and embrace it, I think we could have massive success in both the House and Senate elections next year.
Well, you're exactly spot on again, Ned, on that, because they in the process, because the whole situation with these elected officials is they find out really quick. They may come in day one with some ideology, but they find out what it is about survival. They have got to, you know, play the game, and they get caught into that hamster wheel of getting reelected and find themselves being beholden. This is what Donald Trump was such a contrasting example for independence, the way he operated. I mean, don't even pay me. I'm just going to give that money
right.
away. He wasn't beholden to the traditional K Street influencers and the traditional, you know, power brokers of D.C., as you know. And that's what drove them nuts. And he could call out the deep state and not worry so much, you know, about them putting pressure. But ultimately, you know, the deep state caballed with, you know, corporate America, the mainstream media, big tech, and the communist Chinese, lest we forget. It was all one big coordinated cabal, you know, to deceive the American people and to come out with this expected income that the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi knew for sure was going to happen. Interesting that she knew for sure and she was so confident back in September prior to the election. So what did she know that we didn't?
Isn't that amazing? But I would remind people, even though this was a rigged and manipulated, and I would say it's beyond fraud, Bill. It's kind of insidious that it gives the illusion that there were free and fair elections. At the same time, they're rigged and manipulated.
Right.
But I remind people, do not lose hope. Joe Biden, despite all of this rigging and manipulation and skirting of laws and state constitutions, really only won the White House by about 43,000 votes when you combine the totals of Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia. You remove those 37 electoral votes from Biden and put them in Trump's column, 269 to 269 goes to the House of Representatives. Trump can win, right?
Right.
So this was a very narrowly decided election, despite all the rigging and manipulating and everything that everyone did, the names you just mentioned. And on top of that, we picked up a lot of House seats. It's a 50-50 tie in the Senate. I mean, people should be encouraged if we can hold the line on some of this election integrity, get some things fixed, get the right candidates winning primaries next year, we can have a lot of success.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Ned. But, you know, it goes back to during this time of frustration for the Republican Party, to be frustrated on the right principles.
And to
make sure the messaging is consistent, because they have really got to be strategic and targeted, because the Republican message is so mollified by the mainstream media that is controlling the messaging. And so if you're not spot on and powerful with what you say, it gets diluted. And the problem with the Republican Party is because it's been so bifurcated. You got Liz Cheney saying one thing. You got Mitch McConnell saying something else. It really has to be disciplined, you know, for this current time, don't you think?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned Liz Cheney. What a disaster.
Yeah.
Kevin McCarthy made a huge mistake back in January during the leadership elections. I think he has realized that as Liz Cheney goes on CNN and MSNBC and spends all day attacking Republicans. I think that we're going to see it. You know, they've realized there's this real dissonance in our message. I think, and I hope, I'm hearing a lot of scuttlebutt, that she will be removed from leadership this month. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think they're all over the place. And that was the one thing that Donald Trump really brought was, you know, I'm the messenger. He used his bully pulpit.
Right.
And whether Mitch McConnell liked it or didn't like it, and he didn't like it a lot of times, Donald Trump was the messenger, and people loved the message. And I think that at some point we've got to get a standard bearer. It's not Mitch McConnell. It's not Kevin McCarthy. And, you know, I think Donald Trump's going to look at the midterms, going to have a lot of success. And if he does, I think it lines him up perfectly for another run in 2024, because we need a strong figure to be that messenger, to be the leader of the Republican Party. One who doesn't say, oh, what does the establishment want? What do the corporate donors want? No, that's what we need Donald Trump again in 2024.
And could you believe Facebook came up with their decision to continue this violation of our First Amendment on a former president of the United States? Ned, who would have thought in our lifetime that this would be the case?
Total joke. And I know he's coming up with his own social media platform. I wish him the best in that. I hope it is a massive, massive success in which tens, if not hundreds of millions, flock to it. Because I think people are looking for how can we have a free speech platform that is not censored and manipulated by big tech, and I hope he's wildly successful with whatever he's got planned.
Well, we've got a couple of other interests. Mike Lindell's also got his platform as well. We'll see how it plays out, but you know, freedom reigns, and it has a way of finding its level of
That's
existence, right.
Right?
It always does, and we can be grateful to that end. Ned Ryan from American Majority. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to